If you have an anxious attachment style as an adult child of divorce, how do you manage it? That is the subject we're going to be tackling today on Heart in a Drawer, the podcast for adult children of divorce. I'm so glad to be back with you on this podcast. It has been a while since I made a new episode. I took a break this summer, and I'm so glad to be back with you today. I have been preparing to talk about this topic for months because it's one that I'm struggling with right now. And I know one of my most popular episodes ever was on attachment styles. I will link that in the show notes. So I know many of you probably struggle with anxious attachment. And when you're talking about attachment styles, what causes the anxious attachment is when a parent was inconsistent in giving you care. So sometimes they were there and available, warm, kind, open, and friendly. Other times, distant, perhaps judging, perhaps mean-spirited, or just not emotionally available to you. So you never really knew what you were going to get. And that's why you have an anxious preoccupation with what kind of care am I going to receive? And that can carry over into the way that we interact with other people, even as adults. So that is definitely the style that I struggle with. And since my own divorce this year, I have noticed clearer than ever that this attachment style is holding me back from the life that God wants me to embrace. So the way that I started recognizing this was really how my best friend and even my own children gave me feedback. So you know, you got to have those people that are willing to speak truth into your life. That's how we grow. And I'm so grateful that they were brave enough to share that hard stuff with me because I needed to hear it. So the kind of things that they were getting at in a very loving way were, you know, you're really still thinking about your ex so much and he's out of your life and it's really for the better. You can go back and listen to my episodes on alcoholism and infidelity if you want to go back and learn more of the story. And maybe those kind of things affected you too, as your parents divorced. Anyway, so I noticed that my thoughts were just circling around and around and around. And I kind of had an anxious attachment to him, really, an inconsistent kind of care from him in our 21 years of being married. So it's really no surprise that I would end up with an anxious attachment style based on my childhood and then also in my dysfunctional marriage. So I have really had to attack this problem in my thought life. If you have followed me for a long time, you know that I have written 2 books on transforming your thought life, one for adults and one for teenagers. And so you would think, you know, I'd know more about this, right? If I got 2 book contracts on this subject. But the truth is, we all are learning and growing throughout our whole lives. We're all being stretched by God at different points on our healing journey. And I'm just so glad that God brought these issues to life in me, even though they're really hard to deal with, because I don't think I'm an expert on my thought life. And although I had mastered some areas of de-stressing and choosing peace. This was an area that God really wanted to shed light on and say, look, I want to help you. I want to help you heal from this because it is interfering so much with the path that I have moving forward for you. So here are some resources that have helped me overcome in this area. I'm still working on it, but I have made tremendous progress over the summer. Reading these books and having these conversations with these people who are willing to point out when I seem like I'm acting with an anxious attachment style. So the first resource I want to mention is a book called Simply Attached. That's the one word title of it. The subtitle is The New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love. So very, very interesting. And it is a secular book, and I am just gaining a ton of guidance from it, and it's shedding light on so many things. I'm not going to pull out actual quotes from this book, although there are many good ones. I'm going to tell you why I found it so helpful. One of the main things that it does is it gives lots and lots of scenarios, and then you have to guess which attachment style the person is using. So the book talks about secure attachment style, avoidant attachment style, and then this anxious slash preoccupied attachment style. And so you're able to look at all kinds of scenarios and see, well, is this person acting with any of those three? And then it gives you answers and then explains why they're acting the way that they do. So that has really helped me kind of examine some of the scenarios that I have put myself in. Didn't even know I was acting with an anxious attachment style, but looking at this book has helped me. Another thing that it talks about, which I think is so, so wise, is it says to reprogram your thinking, you can learn from a securely attached person and how they approach life's problems. So fortunate for me, my best friend of over 30 years is a secure attachment style gal. And so I will run these situations by her that I'm thinking about, praying about, deciding what to do about. And she will say things like, well, if I was in your shoes, this is what I would be thinking about it. This is how I would approach that problem. And it is so dramatically different from the way that I just naturally filter things through that anxious attachment style. It's very, very helpful. And her way of approaching it is just so simple. I am realizing just how much I ruminate and dwell on things, overanalyze them, think them to death, because I am trying to eliminate all the things that cause me anxiety. But in doing that, I'm actually causing myself more anxiety. So it has been a very enlightening journey that I've had this summer by not just reading these scenarios in this book, but also picking my securely attached best friend's brain and seeing how she thinks and approaches the world and seeing that, you know what, I can do that too. I can learn to see things in a different way because that's what I need to do. That's what I want to do. And, you know, I've told you many times on this podcast that I spent over 5 years in Christian counseling, receiving that for myself. I had to go back to my counselor this spring for several sessions to get over my own problems associated with the divorce. And I would say if you don't have one of those best friends in your life like I have, no worries. Your counselor can be a securely attached person for you. They will speak reason and truth and encouragement. And they will also walk you through different scenarios. That's what my counselor did all the time. He would say, well, let's play this out, if it would go this way or this way, and then we could talk about managing my emotions in either regard. So that was very helpful. So I definitely recommend that if you aren't already seeing a counselor, you would go ahead and look in the link that I put in all of the show notes of these episodes. You can get a free one-time consultation over the phone and then get referred to a Christian counselor in your area. That is what I did years ago, and it made all the difference in my healing journey, and I pray it does for you as well. Now, before I tell you about this next resource that has helped me so much, which is probably my favorite book of 2022, out of over 100 books that I'm going to read this year, this one stands out. What I want to tell you about is I have a book coming out this year, in November of 2022. It's called Hidden Manna on a Country Road, Seeing God's Daily Provision All Around Us. I would love it if you would check out the show notes and go ahead and pre-order your copy. This book is about connecting with God in nature by taking prayer walks. Whether you live in the city or the country, there's all kinds of ideas of things you can find on your walks that can inspire your prayer life. So I would love for you to check that out. And like I said, pre-ordering a copy will tell Amazon that there's a strong demand for this book, and I would really appreciate your support in that. So this wonderful book that I've mentioned is my favorite of the year. It's called What If It's Wonderful? Release Your Fears, Choose Joy, and Find the Courage to Celebrate. So I need more joy. I need more courage. I need more celebration in my life, and I need less fear. And my anxious attachment style ties me to my fears, and the preoccupation associated with that style makes me circle around them really all day long, and I didn't even realize I was doing it until I started reading these books. So I'm just going to give you two quotes from this amazing book. I literally have 30 or more places underlined, and that always indicates a paradigm shift in my thinking when I have that many paper tabs on the outside of the book notating the parts that resonated with me. But I just want to read you two of those in the time that we have together today. So the first is a quote from another author that she quotes, a wonderful writer, Barbara Brown Taylor. And the quote is, "The only real difference between anxiety and excitement was my willingness to let go of fear." So that quote is resonating so deeply with me this week. I have a high anxiety week, and I just keep thinking about that. I'm like, you know, my fears are attaching me to my anxiety in this situation, but if I would just let go, I could embrace the excitement and the opportunity that's in it. And how many times in my life have I let anxiety hold me back when it was something that God wanted me to get excited about or celebrate or anticipate with joy? And how often I've shortchanged myself based on my dysfunctional childhood, based on my dysfunctional marriage. How many times have I shortchanged myself from the joy that God had just waiting there for me? So that is something that's really resonating with me. Here's another quote from the writer herself, Nicole Zasowski is her name. She says, "Our imagination, like most gifts, can be used destructively or constructively. It can be a weapon wielded to escape reality, to numb the hurt we've experienced, or to anesthetize the pain of a future we fear. But our imagination can also be where we go to encounter reality, to run into the truth of a steadfast God who holds our dreams in his good and sovereign hands." I just hear so much hope in that quote. I think that those of us with anxious attachment styles, when we preoccupy ourselves with these people, with these relationships, with these problems, with these fears that we have, our imagination goes on overdrive. I cannot tell you the kinds of scenarios I've created in my mind that have no basis really in reality because I'm trying to think through what could happen. Or, like she says, we can fantasize to try to escape or try to control the situation. And so I am in this season of trying to overcome all the hard things that come with having an anxious attachment style. I'm actually asking God to bring my fears to the surface. Bring them up to the surface because I am sick and tired of them having a hold on my life. I'm sick and tired of them holding me back from His best. I want Him to reveal those to me, even though that's really difficult, painful, and uncomfortable. I want to be free from them. And like I told you, I've had my counselor's help. I don't recommend doing that by yourself, but he got the ball rolling with me this spring, so I'm just continuing that work on my own. And I know it's deeply, deeply rooted from when I was 3 or 4 years old. So there are really deep roots that need to be cut, dug up, and removed. And God is faithful to do that if we ask Him and we invite the Holy Spirit to search us and test us and remove those anxious places in our hearts. And that's from Psalm 139:23-24. And I've mentioned that before on other podcast episodes. It's just a really good process to put us ourselves through every day to ask the Holy Spirit to help us in those areas. And another thing that's really helping me is considering the scripture that says we have the mind of Christ. We're given the mind of Christ when we believe in Jesus as our Savior and we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I've been thinking about that as I start seeing my anxious, preoccupied mind kind of for the first time, really. I'm kind of taking a step back and looking at it. And when I look at it myself, I'm like, that is not the mind of Christ. That's not. That's my sin nature still activated in me, right? But I have been thinking about the mind of Christ and what does that actually look like? And so many times in the Gospels, Jesus would say, you know, I'm not here to do my own will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. And he also said, I and the Father are one. So his mind was never anxious and preoccupied about anything. Instead, what Jesus did is he submitted his mindset to the Father. And I think about the times that scripture says he would get up early in the morning, probably before the sun went up, and he would go off to pray. And I think about Jesus kneeling there before his Father and kind of having a mind meld and saying, I want your thoughts to be my thoughts and your ways to be my ways today among your people that I'm here to serve. And when I think about that, I'm like, you know, I can do that. I can ask Jesus to give me his mindset. I can ask him to say, help me align my will with that of the Father. The Father who knows everything, the Father who is all good, the Father who has all the plans for my life traced out. And when I align my mind with Jesus, then I have hope. And I'm telling you, I have to do this multiple times throughout the day. This is not, I'm going to do this morning while I drink my hot tea and read my Bible. No, it is dozens and dozens of times throughout the day when my anxiety strikes. One of my favorite verses to meditate on is Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. But then I can also just say a short prayer, which is, Jesus, I want to have the mind of Christ. May the Holy Spirit align my thoughts with yours May my will align with what the Father, what His will is for my life. And bit by bit, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, I am seeing a difference. So I'm asking God Himself to transform my thoughts with my anxious and preoccupied attachment style. I am going to my securely attached best friend and asking her how she would perceive the situation. That is always enlightening to me. And then I am going back and slowly, slowly going through this book, What If It's Wonderful? And I'm sipping from it and I'm saying, you know what? I can choose to focus on joy. I can choose to focus on celebration. I can choose excitement over fear. And I can embrace the future with hope rather than being tied down with anxiety. That is how I am breaking free from these shackles of the anxious, preoccupied attachment style. I know it's going to take me a long time to really feel free from it, but I have made progress in it this year, and I believe that you can do the same. So I would like to close this out with a prayer for those of us who are struggling with this attachment style. Father God, I praise you because we are securely attached to you at all times and in all places. And though we didn't receive secure attachment from our parents, we don't have to be tied down to an anxious attachment style for the rest of our lives. We can learn to manage it with your help, with the truth of your scriptures, with other securely attached people, and with the guidance of your word and the wisdom of Christian writers who can help us, and even counselors who can help us. So I pray, Lord, for the ones who are listening, that you would provide them with the resources that they need. Wherever they're at in this healing journey, you would provide them exactly with the resources that they need, and remind them that we are hurt in relationships, but we are also healed in relationships. So I pray you would give them healthy relationships so they can work out these problems in relationship to others. And I pray that they would see progress as they trust in you and lean on you for help. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so grateful to be back with you on this podcast. I pray that it ministers to you. If you have a prayer request for me, then please visit the show notes and send me one on my contact page. It's my honor and privilege to pray for you. I pray that you would also consider supporting me by pre-ordering a copy of Hidden Manna. I think it's the best book I've ever written, and I would love to know if you feel the same way. So please check out the show notes, and I will see you next time with a new episode to help you heal as an adult child of divorce.